It's very possible that Robert Nichols sang this very Magnificat and Nunc Dimittis by Herbert Howells in this very space where he was a boy chorister at Westminster Abbey in London. We're hearing the Westminster Abbey Choir recorded there in 1994. As a continuation of the celebration of the 200th anniversary of the founding of St. Stephen's Episcopal Church in downtown Wilkes-Barre, there will be a special choral evensong this Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock, and new music, commissioned music by Robert Nichols, will be offered, and they will be canticles, the Magnificat and Nunc Dimittis, as part of the evensong service. And Canon Mark Laubach, organist and choir master at St. Stephen's, stopped in to tell us about the event that is continuing the 200th anniversary celebration.
This was an idea of one parishioner in particular who wanted to give a special gift to the parish and suggested that we should commission new works. And we thought of particularly something unique to the Episcopal tradition, and that is the service of choral evensong. And at the heart and soul of choral evensong are the two evening canticles, Magnificat, the Song of Mary, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, and the Nunc Dimittis, which is the Song of Simeon, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. And so we thought, well, if we had new settings of the Magnificat and Nunc Dimittis, that would be a really wonderful thing to have for the parish and for other churches as well. My hope is that these new settings will eventually be published and performed by other churches around the country and maybe even in England. Who knows? Then came the decision who to ask to do this. And Robert Nichols is a dear friend who I've gotten to know through the RSCM, Royal School of Church Music in America, King's College course, which we've hosted now at St. Stephen's since 1995, every year. And we bring anywhere from 150 to 200 boys, girls, and adults from literally all over the country to come and sing a week of Anglican choral music. And Robert is something of a bridge between the American and British traditions. One of his parents is American and the other is British. And as a boy chorister at Westminster Abbey, he was thoroughly imbued with that tradition, singing with the great Simon Preston while he was there. And Robert's musicianship is exceptional. He can sing, he can direct, he can train a choir, he can play the organ, he can improvise, and he can compose. And he's just the nicest guy. And so I thought this was the right person to ask because he had written some things for our course in the past and it had been a big hit with everybody. So he went to work and he has come up with these two absolutely beautiful settings of the canticles. In the early stages, he asked me what I wanted. And I thought it was a difficult question to answer because you don't want to fence in a composer and tell them what they should write or how they should write. But I did say to him then, I remember saying, well, if what you write bears any resemblance to the music of Herbert Howells, I won't be unhappy. Because I happen to love the choral music of Howells. And so what Robert has done is he has channeled his inner Herbert Howells. And while it's very much in that kind of harmonic style and declamatory style for the voices, it has his own stamp on it. It's beautifully written, and the choir is even now just getting going with it, and we're just starting to get at the comfort level. We're getting beyond the newness of the notes. Because, of course, the thing with a new piece, it's never been done before. So you don't have any recordings to fall back on. You're basically starting from scratch. And that's exciting and also a little bit scary at times. But it's such wonderful music, and we're thrilled that Robert is going to be here to conduct us in it. And so we'll hopefully be able to give it a worthy premiere at this wonderful Evensong on October 29th at 5 p.m.
Canon Mark Laubach, organist and choir master at St. Stephen's Episcopal Pro-Cathedral in downtown Wilkes-Barre, speaking with us about the choral Evensong this Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock. And the Evensong will feature newly commissioned canticles. They were composed by Robert Nichols, and they will be directed by Robert Nichols. And on hand, there will be the choirs of St. Stephen's and the Cathedral Church of the Nativity, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, led by Canon Mark Laubach and Stephen Williams. And again, composer Robert Nichols will be on hand. For more information on the web, stephenswb.org, stephenswb.org, Choral Evensong with newly commissioned canticles by Robert Nichols at 5 o'clock this Sunday afternoon at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church, St. Stephen's Pro Cathedral, 35 South Franklin Street in downtown Wilkes-Barre. For more information on the web, stephenswb.org. And the good news is that WVIA's intrepid engineer, John Titchener, was here yesterday collecting the equipment. He will be on hand to record the Evensong, and we will be able to share it with you eventually on a broadcast program of music from St. Stephen's, heard Sundays on WVIA.